regarding the vertical surrender, for it to happen properly, we must embody our true center, our pure nature. We must embody the one who is to be surrendered. The essence of the one who is surrendering we call pure me. The mysterious link between conscious me and I am. It is the one who first enters all the states of surrender. As pure me has entered, the rest of me is gradually following. As there are three centers of pure me, so there are three doorways of surrender. We can surrender from the doorway of being, doorway of the heart, and doorway of consciousness. We can surrender from two doorways at the same time, or from three doorways at the same time, depending on the stage of one's evolution and the requirements of the particular moment. With wisdom and understanding, we choose the platform from which we are surrendering. In order for the surrender to produce the necessary results, we must first establish connection with the source. The entry to the beyond, to the absolute, has to be open. each one of you who have previously shifted to the final depth of being, which we call the absolute state, it is your responsibility to maintain an awakened, conscious, constant relationship with that state without the depth of the absolute state. The soul cannot truly surrender . The foundation must be present. One of the reasons that most of those who have shifted to the absolute state have not integrated this realization fully in their existence is a lack of understanding of what that shift signifies. That shift is so enormous that the intelligence of most humans, even those who have been on the path for a long time, simply cannot grasp its significance. It's so much ahead of their intelligence. Catching up on the level of your intelligence and consciousness with that realization, even though the realization itself preceded the actual understanding, is part of your further evolution into the state. Sometimes you may think you understand, but most often it is only after many years that you will really understand. And you will understand that previously your understanding was an illusion of understanding. When you look at the world through a window, you see the world outside. But you are not inside of it. There's something separating you. Most of you experience the absolute state like seeing it through a window. You have not entered. Sitting in the absolute state is not like abiding in being, or abiding in the state of pure rest. It means that an aspect of you, the very core, your beingness, in each instant is being dissolved by the void of absence. In each moment it is being recreated. In that very moment it is being dissolved in absolute creation and dissolution are simultaneous. When creation takes over dissolution, it means that the absolute state has been lost. While abiding in that final depth of being, you must contemplate, can I surrender more? Can I let go more? Even though there is nothing to let go of, and precisely that you are letting go. Of that, that cannot let go more.